What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, day before a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. I choked. I was going to wear the Jaden jersey, and I had it laid out, and I just got scared. I got scared I was going to jinx it.
What do you mean you jinx it?
I've never worn it before a game.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here. He's got his caps. One of his caps.
Yeah,
beanies.
One of probably, I don't know, 25. I'm always looking to add more, but I just Ovi's greatness last night, scoring in overtime.
Overtime.
I just have to remind people about the Stanley Cup championship.
He broke a record last night. He scored on the 179th goalie.
I mean, that's a pretty...
He broke Jagr's goalie record.
It's a pretty amazing feat, if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Bishop's here wearing a steampunk hat.
Yep, representing.
That's a new one. Or newer one.
Yeah, it's kind of new.
He hasn't given us that one.
I can get you any one you want.
Beanie. They have a beanie. I'm not
sure if they have beanies. I gotta check that.
They have golf
bags. Definitely have some nice Yeti drinkware with the steampunk logo
I'll take
on
some
it.
More of those.
They got all kinds
have
of
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They got all kinds
I wonder
of
if Surfside is going to make me a golf bag.
I don't know. You follow up with Bobby Blicky.
Speaking of Surfside, I did put up a Surfside poll of the day already. It was just who wins on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up for a few minutes.
Okay.
Been wavering with my official prediction. Been going back and forth in my brain.
Of course, the Lions are prohibitive favorites. They're favored by, 9.5 points? Jason mentioned the money line where they're -500.
Right.
Just a couple votes in. You can vote at Junks Radio.
I think our pal Kevin Sheehan on Team 980, he took it to a new level of nerdiness yesterday when he was discussing basically drive by drive how he thought the game was going to unfold.
No way.
Oh, yeah. He had it broken down.
He's unbelievable.
Drive by
His imagination
drive
is wild.
In the first and the second half.
I really enjoy him, but I mean, the whole mock schedule.
I like the mock schedule bit. It's a good bit. I think he had the Commanders prevailing.
He's living in a fantasy world.
I think he had the Commanders prevailing 38-34. He had them almost reaching the over at halftime. I think his halftime score was 28-24.
So what?
So basically scoring on every drive.
Did we win the coin toss or we lose the coin toss? Do you remember?
He definitely discussed the strategy behind the coin toss. I think he had Detroit winning and deferring to the Commanders in his scenario.
I listened to Smoot yesterday, and mm-hmm. we've had Smoot on the show since we were at HFS.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a deal with Smoot. When we were at HFS, he was supposed to come on every week. And by about the third week, he wasn't
bailed.
Consistent. You know, he was great. First of all, his personality is so infectious.
It's amazing.
And then he's
just unreliable.
And you combine that with an accent.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unreal radio.
Yeah.
Right? So when we've known that for 20 years, he's been on our show, I don't know, 50 times since. I was listening to him. I guess he's a weekly guest on, who's he on with, Grant and Danny? I don't know, whoever he was, I was listening to.
Okay. Bounces around a lot.
Might have been JP and, it was Mitch and JP. And so I was driving around, I guess like driving to my mom's, and Smoot's killing it. He's doing, like, he's so good, and it's beyond the funny accent. He moved me to pick up my phone.
He looks at film.
He's an insightful, smart guy. And I actually texted CK and I go, you know, his accent is kind of the catch, you know, and everything, and his personality. He's given amazing nuggets.
Right.
Like, really insightful beyond just being a fun guy.
Yeah.
And one thing he did say, and I didn't notice it, is that when we played Tampa last week, that we're so sort of in their heads that they won the coin toss and elected to receive.
Right.
Because they want to score first, because they think we're going to score a lot, and they want to put us, you know, kind of, you know, playing catch up. Like, that's how the gamesmanship that happens when you have a guy like Jaden. Then he goes on and on and on. But just Smoot was so good yesterday; it blew me away.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I usually just love just listening to him because he's such a fun guy. But I was actually driving around listening to actually the heart of what he was saying. Really insightful guy.
Yeah.
Well, we give Logan Paulson a lot of credit when he comes on the show because he breaks down film. Well, Logan does a show where they're breaking down film with Fred Smoot.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty darn good. Got to be pretty darn good because we all know Logan's very good at it, too. So, anyway, shout out to Fred Smoot.
It's a big one.
I don't know because, it, like, again, at the the rehab center, I was in the parking lot. And I could hear someone on the phone in the parking lot talking to someone, I think in Detroit, going, it's just any given Sunday, y'all going to be unhappy, you know? And they're just like, the buzz.
Smack talk between the two cities.
Yeah, the buzz around this area is unbelievable. So I'm thinking about, even though I didn't wear the Jaden jersey today, thinking about wearing it to the tournament tomorrow. Which I never do that. That's kind of a move,
right.
Like attention move. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a look at me.
It's a kind of a look at me when you're in that environment. No one's wearing a jersey. I mean, maybe some losers.
Or you could just
say. But I might do it because I'm caught up in the hype.
Sure.
I saw our
spread the gospel.
I saw our pal Tailgate Ted tweeting. He went to the store right by where you were, the Commander store right there at the stadium, and he said it was packed.
Yeah.
He was like, nobody's working. This place is packed.
There's stuff flying off
the shelves. Everybody's getting their jerseys.
It's not on clearance either. That stuff is top price.
The local news is talking about all the watch parties.
Yeah.
There's you know, certain places are going to host and on Saturday night. And
my son's going to the one in New York City. He says he's going to have to get there at like probably 4 or 5 p.m. because he says it gets packed. There's a Commander's bar in D.C.
Right.
Or in New York City, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, Valdez? I saw you were sized to chime in. No?
No, not really. I am a little upset that you're not doing your jersey bit.
I got scared.
You know,
I had it hung up.
Just because you're superstitious? Because they've done the run without the jersey?
I am a little bit superstitious about stuff like that. It's a flaw in my character. It's a character flaw.
Are you wearing the game on game day? Like,
I usually don't, no. Usually I don't really wear jerseys. I wear it in here.
Well, no, he said he's going to wear it.
It would be unprecedented for me to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done anything like that, but I am caught up in the hype. But it's the same thing. It's a kind of jinxing everything. So maybe I shouldn't.
Mike Maher desperately wants you to.
I'm just paralyzed with fear. I don't want to do anything to affect the outcome of the game cakes, and I feel like I can affect it. I don't want to do anything to affect the outcome of the game.
You can't affect it.
Is it going to affect
your brain is so scattered.
My brain has got a lot going on there, dude. I also don't want to
just
the attention, but I'm it's a rare thing, and you know, Ravens fans have never felt this, but we're proud to wear our gear for the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, you can go flex on all the Panthers fans.
I don't even know how to handle it. Okay, I've had skin stuff in my closet, and I look at it, I go, I can't wear that.
Yeah, gonna get joned.
Just gonna get ridiculed all day.
Like, we're gonna laugh and
that's
point
a thing.
At me.
You understand? That's a thing. So you don't understand that.
I'm going to a birthday thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like around lunchtime. I'm going to be there in my Lamar Jackson jersey.
As you should.
Yeah.
Hey, you should be wearing it today. Isn't it Purple Friday?
I have purple on.
That's purple?
This isn't purple?
I don't know.
Are you colorblind?
Maybe
it's a light purple.
Teeters
on maroon.
I think like purple I think it's, is like Grimace or Barney yeah. the Dinosaur.
I mean, it's in the purple like, family.
This is definitely purple.
Oh,
but
don't
it's
know.
Not Raven purple.
It might be purple adjacent. That's not purple. I mean, I can tell you that for a
purple.
Fact.
It's in the purple family.
Purple.
Purple.
At all.
Purple.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. Like, I don't typically wear jerseys, and I certainly have been discouraged from even wearing like a T-shirt over the last 20
times
some
are
years.
Changing.
But now I want to wear it. I kind of want to wear it, but I don't want to deal with people chirping me or even fist bumping me.
You can chirp right back. You can say, we have 13 wins with a real quarterback.
I'm chirping you. Lady in ugly sea.
It's not a loss.
Oh, there it is. You don't want to talk to people about the game. You don't want like random people coming getting your prediction.
Much. It's too much. Yeah, like if I'm in a convention center, understand, when I'm in a convention center, there's, I don't know. And I can't even comprehend
there's
how many people
from
are
around the country.
All over the it's like thousands. And so I'm you know I will definitely, you know, be engaging people.
There
if
might
I
be
wear
a team
jersey.
From Detroit there.
There could
Dad's
be.
Dad's wearing Lions jerseys. You
definitely.
Yeah.
But you can wear it with pride because most of the
That's
other people who are fans of teams that aren't in the playoffs, they're not gonna be wearing their jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
You think Giants fans are gonna wear their jerseys to the
Oh, I think Giants fans are pretty ballsy. They wear them.
After that season, I don't think they're going to be rocking them at a big volleyball get-together.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Look, most people don't wear jerseys at these things. You know?
I understand.
Were you planning?
The athletes wear jerseys.
Were you planning to wear it on Sunday?
No, the game's on Saturday.
I know, but like they're not going
to wear
like they're not going
to
chirp you because the game hasn't
to the
played
show,
yet.
But I'm not even going to be here on Monday.
But they're going to engage with him is what he's saying.
Yeah,
he doesn't
I don't
even
know,
want
but
to
he's, but he said chirp.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Well, everything. I really don't want to go in there and talk.
You know,
to,
you're just
really
antisocial.
I don't want to. You understand? I'm going to be in this convention center for 3 days. And the one day, if I wear it for one day, I'll be there for like 8 hours, 9 hours. So I don't know if I want to deal with the.
You are waving the flag by wearing it in there. Yeah. You're inviting people to either talk to you, or conversation with
strangers.
Well, you could have just worn it on the show.
I'm afraid of jinx it.
He's just. It's just a crazy thing.
You do you. That's fine. Yeah.
Hey, well, it is a Football Friday on the show today. Anthony Armstrong is going to join us, former Washington wide receiver. He will chime in on what he thinks is going to happen on Saturday night. He'll jump on at 7:25. Charlie Casserly, former Washington GM, at 8 o'clock. And Scott Abraham from ABC7 at 9. Of course, you can vote on our Junkies poll brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. At Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Right now, 54% believe the Commanders win. You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.